with me now, and it's kind of cool to say, Pennsylvania AA state champ, Aiden Smith, 100 pounds. Yep. So you got to be pumped. I knew you were working towards this all year, and last year, you know, you had a good showing out here, but I know it wasn't what you wanted, and you worked hard. You told me a couple months ago or several months ago when I talked to you, you were going to go to tournaments, work hard over the summer. So it looks like all that extra hard work paid off, huh?
Yeah. I just really did. I was a little disappointed in my the way I competed in the quarters. So I really dedicated this season just to grind and to get better, to improve myself as best as I can.
Yeah, well, you did a great job. You know, I'm so proud of you. So now, as this sinks in, are you going to, like, tomorrow or Monday have some kind of a special meal or something that you're looking forward to?
Yeah. Me and my family, we always celebrate after big wins or even dual meets. So I'm looking forward to that. And just spending time with my family, with my friends that I didn't get to see, and just celebrating this win.
How much were you cutting?
Not too much. I was cutting a lot for 107, which I just got my weight down, so I didn't really have to worry about it in those tournaments. And I kind of just had to gain a little bit of weight, because when I was cutting down to 107, my walk-around weight was around 116.
Wow.
And then I kind of just brought it down and maintained it, like, healthily. So my weight just naturally came down. So I kind of just had to gain it a little bit, just pack on protein shakes, lift a little bit more, work on cardio, and just put on as much muscle as I can.
But you look fresh. You look strong. I mean, you know, 107, you look strong. But I think you look stronger, you know, where you are now, 114. You just look fresh. You were, you know, in the third period, you didn't run out of gas. You kept the motor going. You got that late takedown to seal the deal. So
yeah.
I think you look really good up there.
Thank you. I would just say I'd give all props to my coach, the way he's been making us train in the room. I just really dedicated myself to the way he trains us, and I put all my hope into him.
Now, last year, I saw you and Aaron Seidel, who won the 107 championship in a regional final, and it was a tight one. Mm-hmm. I think, if I remember correctly, you lost by a point or something like that. And now you guys have developed a nice friendship. That's the neatest part of the sport. I mean, yeah, winning state championships is amazing, but the friendship, the brotherhood, that kind of fraternity you develop is just special, isn't it?
Yeah, me and Aaron, we've always been rivals. I would say he's beaten me most of the hand, even though. But me just catching up to him and trying to compete, I think, just created a bond between us. We've known each other for a long time. We've seen each other wrestle. We've been on the same team sometimes. So just creating that bond with maybe even an opponent or an enemy that you would call it as an opponent, I think is just a big hurdle. That's what I like about wrestling. That's kind of the family aspect of it that I really like.
Right. When you step out into the circle, no friends. But when you come off the mat, you guys resume that friendship and that mutual respect.
Mm-hmm. I like to do that even now with the 114-pounders I placed. I'm really cool with a lot of them, and I just like to, when we're off the mat, just make a conversation and just to see what kind of person they are.
And the nice thing I like about you and I like about Aaron, both very humble, very grateful, you're hard workers, but you really appreciate, like you were saying, the coaching, the family aspect, the family support, all the support you get from the fans, and that means a lot. And like you said, it keeps you humble and you work hard. But the humility is something that came naturally to, because you seem like such a down-to-earth, quiet, unassuming, humble young man.
I would just say, like, my parents always taught me to just be as humble as you can. We're a really big advocate of karma, so we don't really like to talk and, like, down on people or even bad on anybody. And that's just the way I've been taught growing up, and that's the way I'm going to be from here on.
Right. All right, so what are your plans now going forward? Are you going to wrestle tournaments? Are you going to give yourself a couple weeks off and just kind of regroup and maybe get up to 125 pounds?
I'm definitely going to take probably a week or two off to try to pack in as much weight. And I just want to go up a weight class, and I'm planning on wrestling a lot of tournaments. I want to do a lot of freestyle this season.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And a lot more nationally off-ranked or off-season tournaments.
Right.
Just to try to get my name out there a little bit more.
Right. Now, with you, when you wrestle freestyle, I mean, this is folk style, but when you wrestle freestyle, does that improve your folk style wrestling as well?
Definitely. Just being more aggressive on your feet, I would say. Freestyle's taught me a lot, and really good hip control, and the way your hips land on a mat, like, if you're wrestling freestyle and you get thrown, you could hit your hips off the mount, bounce up, and folk style, that you, the opponent won't get any points from that.
Right. Hips, angles, levels, that all comes into play in both. But, you know, like, it's neat to see folk style maybe helps your freestyle, freestyle maybe helps you with folk style.
Yeah. I would say our coach is a really big advocate of freestyle. He always drills in us that a lot of colleges really love freestyle wrestling. So just going out there and wrestling that, and it's going to make you more aggressive. It's going to make you even love folk style more, because that break from folk style rules to freestyle rules is really refreshing, I would say.
Yeah, something different, right? It's something different. Would you ever think about doing Greco-Roman?
Definitely. I definitely wanted to get into that this off season and train up there. And I'm kind of getting into upper body a little bit more into my wrestling style. My first match at States this year, I actually hit a throw for the first time, I think, in one of my high school matches. So.
Oh, wow. Really? For the first time?
Yeah, I don't really throw too much. So.
Tell you what, you look really strong late in that third period, you know, when you got that takedown. Mm-hmm. I mean, what was going through your mind there? I mean, the score was tied 3-3. I saw you got hit with stalling. I'm like, really? And it's not like you ran off the mat, but whatever. And 3-3. So what was your mindset at that point?
My mindset off rip was head hands defense. I kind of figured he was a little antsy by the way he was diving in earlier, and my main mindset was to just capitalize off of his mistakes, see what he does wrong, and off of a couple of his shots where he was able to get me hit with stalling, he kind of shot extended and head down. So I knew if he would have shot like that again, which he did, I was just gonna stuff the corner and just circle and just whip around as fast as I can and hold on.
That gold medal looks good around your neck, you know it.
Yep, I think it does, and I like it.
All right, with me, the newest state champ for Notre Dame Green Pond, Aiden Smith, 114 pounds, AA. Thanks for some time. Good luck to you.
Yep, thank you.